I'm Jade. I'm an addict.
Hey.
Hi, everyone. I can't say that this is my favorite thing to do, right? Like, I don't like feeling and hearing my heart come out of my chest, right? And I like to stand here and tell you that, like, I don't like to be the center of attention, but thank God you all know better, right? I'm just grateful today, right? I'm grateful to be here. I love this convention. I've been coming for years, right? I always get, like, just spiritually filled when I'm here, right? And I'm just going to say thank you to the convention committee and, like, some people in my life for giving me this opportunity, right? Because it is my first time, right? It is my first time because on April 10th, we celebrated 5 years clean. So, and that's only through the beautiful solution to the problem, which is Jade, right? Step one, right? It's an identification and an admission and acceptance, right? The identification piece for me was like a hard one, right? When I first got here. My story is, right? Like there was nothing traumatic that happened in my life, right? All I knew is that I used against my will for like a really long time, right? And I couldn't stop no matter what I tried. I tried everything there was to try and I couldn't stop and I knew I couldn't stop. But still, even in ending up in a treatment center, knowing that I couldn't do it on my own, right? I still couldn't identify with like anybody, right? That's what my disease told me. It was like, you didn't use like them. You didn't use what they use. You didn't come from where they came from, right? And I did that for like a really long time. Like I had no intention of like coming into Narcotics Anonymous and like getting a sponsor and a home group and getting involved in the step process and all the things that you all told me I should do when I got here, right? I had no intention of any of that, right? I had no idea what my life was about to do, like where I was about to go in my life and what was about to happen for me, right? The problem with the identification, like, listen, I came from a good family, right? I had everything I ever wanted. I was a spoiled rotten brat and I still am, right? Daddy's little girl, but on the flip side of that, I got major daddy issues, right? I got issues, period, right? Like, anything you could put in front of the word issues, I got them, right? And I still couldn't identify, like, I still was having problems and, you know, you guys just kept saying, just keep coming. You'll hear your story. And eventually that's what happened, right? And I identified, the first identification I made in here was with the pain. Like the pain of that desperate, hopeless feeling that I had when I got here. Like, what has my life become, right? I came in with a career. I came in with a job. I came in with my own apartment, with money, with like, that was my story, right? I couldn't. So the pain was like the thing that I identified with immediately. And, there was something in here going on, right? And I was like curious, like, I don't know what's going on here. Everybody's high. Like, there's no way you're that happy, right? Like, I just could not grasp the fact that like people were just smiling and just like happy, right? And it like intrigued me, right? So I kept coming. And I did some things. Like I had to like accept that, all right, maybe, right, I can't control this thing, right? Maybe I'm an addict. Maybe they got something going on here that maybe I should listen, right? Maybe I should do something other than my way, which I've done my whole life, right? So I just took some simple suggestions, right? You guys told me to get a sponsor. You told me to get a home group, right? My first home group, which is still my home group today in South Philly, 16th and Jackson. 3 nights a week. I give a little shout out. It was my first home group and it's still my home group. And the reason I made it my home group was because I was like, oh, it's close to my house, right? That makes sense. Home group, close to your house, whatever, right? Like, no, that's not what we do here, but whatever. It worked for me, right? And I got this home group and I got a sponsor and I started on this journey of like the steps, which I was completely like, I'm not doing this shit, right? Like I went to school. I'm not trying to do homework. I don't know what you're talking about, right? Like it's a cult, like all that shit, right? I could not identify, but I did. The only thing I held on to was that like pain, right? Still today, when like a newcomer comes in and shares the pain that they're in, that they can't stop, that they don't know what to do, that their lives are a mess, whatever, like I identify with that, right? And that's because I've got the gift of empathy in here, right? Like I can feel your pain. And it's such a beautiful thing, man. I don't know, right? Like I got up here like, yo, I'm blank. I was telling them, like, I'm completely blank, right? And that's probably a good thing, because then I gotta be honest, right? And you know, that shit's hard, right? But yeah, it is what it is, right? And I identified, and then I started on this step journey. So step one for me was like accepting who I was, right? Accepting the fact that, I got a front row seat to the freak show if I wanted it, and I love it, right? And then, you know, and admitting that, like, you know, you just can't do it. Jade, you just can't do it by yourself. You just can't. You've tried everything. Man, listen, psychiatrist threw me out. They just give my mom her money back and be like, please don't take this kid back to this office ever again, right? Like, no one knew what to do with me, but you guys knew what to do with me. And it was something, that's where it changed for me. My surrender happened, right? The surrender happened. This personal, I don't know, man, like, just this relief, right? That, like, I didn't have to do this by myself anymore, and that you guys had me, right? And so I started on the step process. And, you know, step one for me, again, when I started on, I'm like, all right, I'm powerless. I get that point, right? But, like, unmanageable, my life is definitely not unmanageable, right? I would tell my first sponsor, I'm not self-centered. I'd be like, yo, I can't identify with that, right? Like, I'll give you the shirt off my back, right? And she would be like, dude, you're the biggest people pleaser I ever met. And I'm like, yeah, so? And she's like, that is the highest form of self-centeredness that there is. And I was like, it was like one of the profound things. Like, man, you don't know what you're talking about. Shut up, right? So, yeah, like, I had to, like, the powerless piece, all right, I bought into that a little bit. But the unmanageability, I was like, no, definitely not. I got it together, right? I was a functioning addict, whatever the fuck that is, right? You know, I thought I had my shit together, right? Because I had some stuff. Man, that stuff don't mean shit. When you're completely fucking empty inside, you're a shell of a human being, right? You have nothing, there's nothing left, right? There was nothing left, right? My family, like, I swore that, oh, they don't know. They don't know, you know what I mean? They don't know I was using. Nobody fucking knew, right? But I have, like, younger siblings, right, that my oldest youngest sibling is 23 years old, right? I used for 10 years of her life, right? I got clean 5 years ago, so you do the math, right? And then the rest of them are younger than her. So I was never, ever, ever involved in anyone's fucking life but my own, right? And, you know, so I had to, like, get with the unmanageable, and just talking to you guys, talking to my sponsor, talking to you guys about your first step experience, my home group members, who I would not be here without, right? My home group members call me on my shit. They know when I'm fucking blowing smoke up their ass. They want to know where I'm at when I'm not there, right? You guys are literally my family, right? You know, there's like three rows of fucking people here that are like my friends, dude. Like, I never had friends. What? Like, I thought I did, right? And it's just, listen, this way, for me, it's just so much easier. It's so beautiful. And there's so many things that I've gotten, you know, benefiting from just doing some work on myself, right? You know, so the unmanageability piece, right, it's funny because I see it now with all these years later, and all these steps I did, and all these friggin' meetings I made, and all these conventions I go to. I see it now. Like, it's crazy, right? Like, yo, my life can still be unmanageable on any given day, right? The only thing I've ever done right and consistent for 5 years and 5 days is not pick up, right? My sponsor tells me, you know, we didn't get clean to be saints in here, right? That, like, as long as you're honest and transparent with the people in your life, you got a chance, right? So no matter what I do to fuck up my life on any given day, which I can in seconds flat, right, I'm just honest with the people in my life. And you know, I get through it no matter what, right? Like, I do not forget about or want to go back to the pain that I came from, right? It doesn't matter it doesn't matter where we come from, doesn't matter what we used, how we did it, right? It just does, it's that feeling, man. Like, I just don't want that anymore, right? So, like, I have to, like, look at my life, like, yo, you're fucking unmanageable. Still, with all this time, sponsees, whatever, but it just still blows my mind. I don't know how people want me to, like, guide them through their lives, right? Like, I can barely fucking tie my shoes, right? And, you know, but it is, like, you know, they keep me clean on any given day, right? Sponsorship's a two-way street. Like, it is the most beautiful relationship I have in my life. I love my sponsor. I think the world of her. And she saves me on every given day. And so do my sponsees, and so do my friends. And so do you, right? I don't even have to know you. You get up, You raise your hand, you share something I can identify with, even if I can't identify with it. I identify with the pain, right? And so yeah, like, man, listen, my life, right? It's beyond my wildest dreams. I hate to say that, right? Like, listen, I can't even express the gratitude, right? I just can't. And you know, the unmanageability piece, right? Listen, yeah, I'm unmanageable with money, I'm unmanageable with shopping, I'm unmanageable with food, I'm unmanageable with sex, I'm unmanageable with everything that you could think of, right? Then I thought I was like cute, right? I'm gonna get into this relationship when I had 18 months clean. Like, I waited a year, what do you want from me, right? You know what I mean? Like, 18 months clean, I get in this relationship, he's got 60 days, right? Listen, we're not saints, right? What the fuck? Right? He's got 60 days, I got 18 months, I'm on like a fifth step, I think I was on a fourth step, right? You know, he stayed clean for 16 months, or he said, but he didn't do any work on himself, he didn't make any meetings, right? And I was like progressing, and he was digressing, and it was just bad, right? And then he picked up, and he used for 2 more years of our relationship. You with me? Because I just recently got out of it. Just saying. So 3.5 years later, right, I'm sponsoring him, fucking telling him, you got to go to a meeting, right? I'm telling the people in my life, like, I'm good, I ain't using it, you know what I mean? It's all good, right? I was so fucking miserable and, like, so caught up, I felt like I was using with them. That is the worst possible thing. So come to find out, right, I couldn't sponsor him, right? Right, I couldn't sponsor him. I just had to remove, powerless, right? I'm just powerless. I can't. But I'm a fucking control freak, man. Like, listen, this is what you should be doing because I said so, and this is what works, right? And I just was, you know what I mean? And it's a hard fucking pill to swallow, no pun intended, right? And I mean, you know, and it's like, dude, listen, any relationship though, like, listen, I get the fucking, I'm the best detective in the world of blocking you from fucking Facebook, right? Fucking unblocking you, making fake fucking Facebook names, trying to find out what you're doing because you blocked me, blocking the fucking phone, right? And then figuring out, oh, you could just dial *67 and you can still call block and it still goes through. A nightmare, dude. Like a fucking nightmare. Like a rat chase that I don't want to be a part of anymore, right? But however, there's something in me still, right? I'm sick, guys. I'm sick, right? There's something in me still that likes that fucking chaos and drama. And I, like, long for it. And, like, I'll do anything to fucking feel outside of myself. I'll go jump off a fucking 400-foot building. Like, that's the shit I do. I got 25 tattoos since I've been clean because I like the pain, right? Like, crazy shit that, like, I just can't help, right? I can't help. I'm fucking sick, right? I'm sick. And so all I know is that there's a solution here, right? And I get a little bit better each day, each step I do, each time I talk to someone, you know, and the step work has, like, literally showed me who I was, right? Like, and the thing about, like, all this shit, it comes down to, like, my self-acceptance. Like, why do I think that that's what I deserve? Why do I think that I deserve that relationship? The same fucking relationship for my whole entire life with different players, right? Same thing my whole life, right? Why do I think that I deserve that? What is in me that I can't get? I think that that's what I deserve. I don't think that I deserve better. I'm not good enough. I'll never be good enough, right? I ain't shit. That's what this disease will tell me, right? And the beautiful thing about it is, right, there's people in my life that'll be like, yo, shut up, man. Like, this is what you are now. This is who you are now. You've done some work on yourself, right? You've gotten a little bit of freedom, and you haven't picked up in more than 5 years, right? That's a fucking miracle. Yeah. One day is a miracle. I couldn't get a fucking hour, dude. One day is a miracle for us, man. Like, listen, if you're here, you're new, you're old, whatever, you're struggling, fucking welcome to the freak show. Right? Like, and then the second piece of that It's like, just accept it. It is what it is. Powerless is a state of being, right? It's like, I got brown eyes, right? I'm telling you, I got brown eyes. It just fucking is what it is, right? I can't pick up anything, right? I can't pick up, I'll do too much of fucking everything. Too much, or how about this? I won't, it's black or white for me, right? I either don't do it at all, or fucking do it excessively, right? There's no, like, gray area. So, like, when I write on steps, and when I talk to my sponsor, and when I fellowship with you guys, I learn to, like, live in the gray area a little bit. Like, that's fucking uncharted territory, right? It's uncomfortable, right? And you guys told me, like, when I got here, I mean, be prepared to be uncomfortable, be prepared to be transparent. Yo, listen, everything fucking makes me uncomfortable. It's too many people around me, I skate. Like, anything. Like, I complicate every fucking thing, right? I always talk about the water bottle. You know that fucking stupid water bottle with the you gotta peel it, then flip it. Yeah, can't do it. I just fucking twist the whole cap off, right? And, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, just shit, man. Like, I don't, listen. But, today, right, I got a little more acceptance of, like, who I am, right? And I accept that, like, it's okay to be fucking crazy, right? It's okay to not know what's going on. It's okay to not know if I'm fucking hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, right? It's okay that I can say to you, like, yo, I'm in a fucking foul-ass mood, so I suggest you don't call me for about 3 hours till I call you, right? I can say, like, and, like, identify these things, man. Like, yo, I'm fucking sick, right? I'm sick, but I'm okay with it. Right? I love this life. I love you people, man. I fucking love you people. This is the only place. I come up here uncomfortable as hell. I've been telling them I'm gonna throw up outside the fucking trash can, right? Like, I'm sitting there for friggin' a half hour, like shaking, I can feel my heart. But, just uncomfortable, right? And like, the truth is, this is the only place I've ever felt comfortable. In my whole entire life. Like, that's crazy. I don't know, man. Listen. I'm glad this shit is the fuck over. Right? How much? Where am I at here?
20 minutes more.
No way. Right? I'm glad this shit's the fuck over, right? So now I can, like, sit out there with y'all and enjoy my fucking time here. I love this convention, right? I'm gonna go dancing later. We're gonna fucking support the rest of our crew, right? We're deep from fucking South Philly and Northeast and fucking, you know what I mean? South Philly in the house, right? Yeah, man, I'm that fucking loudmouth South Philly Italian that don't give a fuck, right? I'll tell you how it is, and I don't give a fuck, and that's why my sponsees like me, too, because they don't blow smoke up my ass, and they know better, right? And it is what it is, right? And I love my fucking life today. I really, really do, right? I wouldn't change it for the world. Like, just for today, I'm not going anywhere, right? But listen, right, there's some fucking work that's got to be done. That's just it, right? I'm cursing like a trucker right now. I'm telling you, I'm sick, man. Like, I'm sick, right? It's like my mom's an English major. She'll tell me, that's your filler. I'm like, what the fuck is a filler? She's like, you know, when you get nervous, right, you just start filling with, like, words. Well, my fucking filler is fuck, right? So, anyway, right? There's some work that's got to be done, right? Like, nothing worth it is easy, right? Nothing worth it is easy. And listen, this shit, it gets hard. It gets hard. Every day I have to surrender to something, right? I'm powerless over everything, right? I'm powerless over how you think of me, what you're doing. Listen, there's some work that's got to be done, right? There's not just some fucking magic fairy dust, like, poof, you're gonna stay clean. You know what I mean? Celebrate 5 years at a convention. Like, that's not how it works here, right? There's some fucking work that's gotta be done. And it's hard. It's uncomfortable. Some days I'm like, yo, like, it's just overwhelming, right? Because of this process, right? I got a beautiful life. I got a full-time job. I went back to school. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking there, but anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I got a bunch of sponsees. I got friends. I got my sister told me, you're incredible. When I told her I had this commitment, she was like, I'm so proud of you. You're incredible. Incredible. Dude, she was 6 when I started using and 18 when I stopped. So, like, incredible? What? Right? Like, that's the benefits for me, right? I don't give a fuck about no money. no job. I mean, it's nice, right? But, like, it's nice to be a productive member, right? But, like, it's that stuff for me, man. Like, it's the fact that she actually, yo, like, she sees something in me that I don't even see in myself, right? And that's what it is for me, man. And I listen, just for today, I love it here. I'm staying. Come give me a dance later on tonight. Tomorrow, I'm here all weekend. But I'm going to shut it down because I'm rambling. I hear my own self talking now. But thank you for letting me share.